Got a new show for y'all.
Get these bangs going. Got a damn good show.
Uh-huh.
Get the bangs going.
Yeah.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the Harsh Twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today, or maybe a hat to show off them bangs. Or maybe a white privilege card. Or maybe some bird products.
Come on.
Use discount code Chinese Virus. I'll give you 20% off. Man, them bangs growing in.
Man.
Hey, look at the Biden shirt. That quote is going to go down in history. It's one of the most nonsensical, most idiotic, delusional, absent of thought. That's quotes of all time. Joe Biden, that's what you're going to be remembered for. And that and falling up the steps. Who the hell falls up the steps, Joe?
Hey, going to talk about Senator Ted Cruz's trip to the border.
The great senator of the great state of Texas.
Man.
Where would we be without Texas, man?
Texas is the heart of this country.
Yeah.
But anyway, when
it's the foundation of this great nation.
Yeah.
If every state was like Texas,
it would be heaven on earth, man. Yeah, Trump would be in office.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of stupid people in this country.
Not yeah. Stupid. Just lack of education.
All right. Ted Cruz. All right, when he went down there to document what was going on down there at the border.
At the southern border, man, the crisis.
Yeah, this is what he ran into.
Dignity to the people. Please give dignity to the people.
So you worked for the commissioner, your senior advisor. You were hired 2 weeks ago, and you're instructed to ask us to not have any pictures taken here.
Please respect the people,
because
the
political
rules.
Leadership at DHS does not want the American people to know it.
Please respect the rules,
you keep
sir.
Standing in front of the pictures,
please
so you don't want the pictures
rules.
Taken. The rules are arbitrary,
please,
and they're designed
the
to keep
the
American
people
in the
dignity
dark.
Dignity and respect. That's all we ask.
Well,
dignity
no, it's
and
not.
Respect.
You're asking, is this
please,
dignity and respect? Look at these people.
Please give dignity
there's a
and
pandemic.
Respect to the people.
Let me ask you. There's a
I
pandemic.
I respectfully ask you, sir.
There is a pandemic.
With
is this respecting the rights of these kids?
I ask you. Please
are
respect
you respecting the,
people.
The rights of these
this
kids?
This is not a zoo, sir. Please don't treat the people.
You're right. And this is a dangerous place.
Please don't treat the people.
And your policies,
like this.
Unfortunately,
you,
are trying to hide them. I understand.
That's
you were instructed. When 18
I
senators
you
came
to
down
please
here,
please respect the people. Give them dignity and respect.
I respect them, and I want to fix this situation.
We all want
and
to fix this.
The administration
this,
you're working for is
anymore.
Responsible for these conditions.
Please,
man, you crazy as hell, man.
Please follow the rules. Please follow the rules.
The rules.
Have you ever heard of the Constitution?
That's got you breaking the number one rule in that. Freedom of the press, and for you idiots out there say he's not a member of the press, we all are a member of the press. Without a free press in this country,
yeah.
How are we to expect things to be documented when things goes wrong?
How can we ensure that everybody that's elected is held accountable for their actions? The First Amendment, that's the whole reason why we got freedom of speech, freedom of press, is to keep everybody honest. You've talking about follow the rules. You're making up your own rules. You're supposed to be abiding by the Constitution, First Amendment.
Damn, Biden's a dictator. That's a damn Biden operative down there, one.
Yeah. You're talking about follow the rules. Y'all are not even following our immigration laws. Joe Biden is not even enforcing our immigration laws. You talking about follow the rules.
Yeah, what else she
Joe
said?
Biden's rules? No, we follow the Constitution.
Yeah, y'all
what
do.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Y'all do follow the Constitution, right?
Y'all make up y'all's own rules as you go.
Who did Trump have that rule where you couldn't go down there and document what's going
nope.
on? No, because Trump believes in the Constitution.
Obama, when he was in there, he didn't lock the press out. He didn't lock people out from taking photos, documenting what's going on.
Yeah.
It's freedom of the press.
Yeah.
The freedom of the press is one of the most important things we have in this country. It balances powers. It keeps everybody honest. Imagine if Joe Biden could control our press. He can dictate what they put on TV. If you have the president of the United States administration running the press and controlling what they're doing, you do not have a free country.
Yeah.
You're just pretty much showing Joe Biden is a damn dictator. You having him dictate what goes on.
Yeah. If you don't have freedom of the press, you have China.
Follow the rules. Oh, man.
But she said this is not a zoo. I'm like, hell no. I know it ain't a zoo. They
treat gorillas better than this. They have, gorillas have more room. They have the monkey balls. They have bananas. They got swings. They got tree limbs. What do these people got? You got these people in there like they in a damn goldfish bowl, laying around like sardines. Look like somebody took a damn jigsaw puzzle and just dumped that shit on the floor. That place looks worse than a zoo. They treat lions, gorillas, chimpanzees, snakes better than this. Hey,
gorilla. I think it's gorilla.
No, gorilla.
Hey, let's get serious on this.
Yeah. Follow the rules. This is not a zoo. Respect the people. While simultaneously having people locked up in a confined situation like this during a global pandemic, you're saying respect the people, respect the rules, when you ain't even following the Constitution.
Yeah, and these people, you have no respect for them or you would have taken care of this situation.
This is not a zoo. Respect the people.
I mean, Ted Cruz, I mean, I don't think I could ever be a politician. I mean, like, Ted Cruz is, like, being real nice. I mean, he's being forcible. But if I was damn elected official,
yeah,
let's say I'm Senator Hogs from Nevada.
Yeah, both of us got elected.
I'm down there, and she's talking about following rules. Says, look, I'm Senator from Nevada. I'm here to document what's going on at the border. I'm here to fix the border.
Yeah.
Now, you need to get the fuck out the way. Senator Hogs said that.
Piss off, lady. You know what's funny? Immigration, they don't have a problem with it. The detention officers, they don't have a problem with it. But who has a problem with it? Joe Biden has a problem with it. Hey, that lady's there because Joe Biden sent her there. Yeah. That's the only person that has a problem with this.
Yeah, Joe Biden, when he ran for president, he stood on this platform like Trump was treating immigrants so bad. And yeah, if he's become elected, he's going to make things better for everybody, the immigrants and this and that.
Right.
And this is the worst this situation has ever been at the border because of what Joe Biden's put out there. Right. That's why all these people come. That's why these kids are coming, because they know Joe Biden's in office.
Mm-hmm.
He's just going to let us into the country. When you knew Trump wasn't going to do that, Trump wasn't going to even let you in. He was keeping you in Mexico doing your paperwork there until your case was heard.
Right.
But when y'all know Biden's in there, That's what's led all these people to come. Caused this.
Yeah, these people showing up in Biden T-shirts. They got people on tape film saying the reason why all these people are surging. Even the Mexican president said that. The whole problem is because of Joe Biden and his policies and his lack thereof. Yeah. He's not even enforcing our own immigration laws. He's not even willing to allow freedom of the press while he covers his whole crisis. And the thing about when Trump was in office, these Democrats, these liberal
they called them concentration camps. They were left to go.
But at the very beginning, they denied that there was ever a crisis to begin with.
Yeah.
Now they're reverting back to that, saying that it's not a crisis. When you got people packed in a box like this, land, they don't even have room to move. If everybody stood up, you can't even walk 2 inches without bumping into somebody. Yeah. And they still not saying that this is a crisis during a global pandemic.
They look tired, too. All of them laying down. I mean, it's middle of the day. They still laying down.
Well, if you walk 2,200 miles, you'd be tired, too.
Hey, man, I mean, they always laying down.
I don't think all of them walk 2,200 miles. Hey, that's just hyperbole. Hey, remember that saying, that little boy walked 2,200 miles? That's like us walking from here, from California to Virginia.
Yeah. They ain't walked that. But anyway, it's like they're always laying down. I'm like, y'all walked on this, but y'all lazy as hell. Well, maybe, no, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, they look lazy because every time I see them, they're sleeping. Maybe that's why y'all in the position you are. Maybe you're just lazy, ain't got no ambition. Soon as somebody start throwing breadcrumbs and handouts, they're like, hey, we can do this.
Hey, let me see.
I know. I'm a horrible person.
No,
I'm horrible for Satan the obvious.
I mean, I'm just pointing out the fact that these people are always sleeping, man. Why y'all, they're always wrapped up in these damn aluminum foil blankets? I mean, this is horrible. Let's get serious.
The thing I hate about this the worst, man. Huh? I love to, like, if you want to be an immigrant in this country, more than married, this country is built on immigrants. Yeah. But the thing I hate about this whole situation, these people are not following the guidelines. They're making up their own rules as they go. And then when they get here, they don't accept our country, man. They still hold allegiance to Mexico. They send all their money to Mexico. They don't even accept our core values of what a true American and freedom are.
Hey, if you
that's what pisses me off.
Well, that's where they're from. They have allegiance to where they're from, even if it's a shithole. like my wife is from Jalisco, Mexico. Your wife's from Mexico City.
Mexico City.
What's funny is about her and her family, they came here for a better life. But it's like when Mexico is playing USA in soccer, they always pull it for Mexico.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just it's because that's where they're from. They're proud to be where they're from.
So proud to be where they're from.
Don't say it. Don't say you can't go there. You're going too far.
Why don't you go back where you came from? You can buy your tickets and celebrate with Mexico when they whoop USA in soccer.
They always
You got to come here, live in our country? And then, man, if I grew up in Somalia, right, they had a soccer team, man. I'm a refugee. Yeah. They're killing all our people. I come here, man, I'm not from Somalia. I'm American. I would want to be American first and foremost. I would fly that flag.
Mexico is not anything like Somalia.
Really? You could have fooled me.
You crazy as hell, Somalia?
Somalia's, I'm not saying.
They have a South Park cartoon on that, Somalia. That is a bunch of pirates, thugs. Yeah. I mean, that's a dangerous place. Civil War, they're killing each other.
They're
not doing that in Mexico. They just ain't
I know.
They just ain't got no opportunity.
Well, the cartels, man, they chopping people's heads off, hanging them up in front of everybody, pulling their pants around their feet. That's crazy as hell. Them cartels, man, they evil, man.
But I think that's the norm in Somalia.
That's the norm in Mexico. Cartels, drug cartels.
I mean,
they run that country. They just as bad, man.
Yeah.
They just as bad. The cops is corrupt. You remember we went to Mexico. We came to a 4-way stop, right? I stopped for like 10 seconds because everybody was running the stop sign. We pull off. A damn cop pulled us over and said, we didn't stop. I said, you crazy as hell.
No, you know why? Because we had American plates. We was in full uniform. We was in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, that country.
He saw us and he saw us with money. And he said, you need to follow me to the station. I said, nah, I heard if I just give you some money, you just let me go.
Shut up, let me talk.
Right? I said, I heard if I give you some money, I can go, right? Besides, I didn't run a stop sign. He said, yeah. I said, how much is it? He said, well, how much you got?
He's taking everything.
I said, I got $40. 40 is good enough. He just took my money.
That don't sound like a good country to me.
Well, I'm not gonna
drug cartels. That country.
We had only
been to Mexico, man, when my wife was getting her papers, man. See that Juarez?
Yeah.
That place is a shithole. And I kind of sympathize with you people. I wouldn't want to live in a shithole either. I kind of feel for you, man, because you ain't got nothing. There's no opportunity there. So when I see y'all coming, man, it's like I understand where you're coming from, but you gotta follow the rules.
Yeah,
you know, you got to follow rules. When you come here illegally, it just makes, I mean, you're happy when you get here, but then you feel like you always got to watch over your shoulder. You can't do certain things. Just do it the right way. It just makes it a lot easier.
Hey, you was joking about go back where you came from. You got to put that disclaimer.
What?
When you said go back where you came from.
I was joking? Man, that was a joke, man. Of course, everybody knew that. That's somewhat, they said go back where you came. That was just a joke, man. I ain't joking.
Hey, Kev, you got to get serious on this.
Let's get serious on this. Back to the lady. Follow the rules. Yeah, you ain't even following rules.
Yeah.
Your president is a dictator.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be freedom of press.
Yeah.
If the president can control the press, they can control the narrative.
Yeah.
And they used to call Trump a dictator. When you're saying follow the rules, the rules of this great nation is our U.S. Constitution, First Amendment, freedom of the press.
Yeah.
Those are the rules you should be abiding. You talking about this is not a zoo and respect the people while you got these people caged up worse than animals, than gorillas. You talking about respect the people and
It's like everything y'all do is
everything
like.
Everything was so hypocritical. Everything. It's like you say this and then you like do the exact opposite. I'm like, do you even listen to what you're saying? Follow rules, respect the people. Look how you got the people.
Like, it's like every word that comes out their mouth, they're actually projecting.
Yeah.
Everything that comes out their mouth, it's like crazy. And it's like people on the left, they support everything that comes out their mouth.
Right.
It's like, can y'all see what's going on?
Yeah. And everything you said, you meant well, but you contradicted. Everything you're saying, everything that came out of your mouth was a contradiction of what this country stands for.
Yeah.
Your president is a scumbag. He's a dictator. Anybody that owns our media owns this country. And like, for you not to allow anybody just to take a picture or to document what's going on.
Yeah. It shows that you're hiding something.
You're a communist. Communist countries behave that way.
Yeah, it's like everything Biden ran on, he's going to fix the COVID situation. He's got great ideas. He came in, okay, let's wear two masks. I mean, you're going to fix the border. I mean, look at everything he touches, it just turns into a disaster.
Yeah.
Everything. Can't even walk upstairs. His son's a crackhead.
Well, I don't think he's crackhead.
He sucks on glass pipes. Didn't you see that picture with that?
It's heroin, wasn't it?
I don't know. It was crack or well, I don't know what it is. It's a
he
drug.
He something strong.
I mean, like everything around him is like.
Yeah. If you're
I mean, you know how they label Trump and his family?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Biden and his family is.
Yeah.
His son. I mean, I just don't f-ing get it.
Yes. Everything they say about Trump's family, his Biden. Joe Biden's family actually is it, but the press doesn't say anything. They just give him a pass. It's like they don't even care. They're like, I don't know, just.
Like, freedom of the press. I mean, but is freedom of the press covers, like, covering for your party that you're affiliated with? Is that what freedom of the press is supposed to be? Covering for each other?
Yeah.
Like, the press, if they actually did that job, they could keep both sides honest. Mm-hmm. And how great would this country be if the press actually took advantage of the First Amendment of the Constitution and did what they're supposed to do? How great would this country be?
That's a shout-out to CNN, MSNBC, all you liberal mainstream lame nuts. Y'all not doing y'all's job. Y'all spit out a certain narrative. Anything that's remotely against Biden, y'all don't say it. Anything remotely bad about Trump, you push it like it's a real issue when it's not.
Imagine if Biden's son, you know, he had that laptop incident. What if Trump Jr. went to the store with that, had a computer, left it there? It's got all this crazy shit on it.
Man, they would have put all those pictures in a damn pop-up picture book. That shit would be in Barnes & Noble. Don Jr.'s greatest moments. Don Jr. gets sucked off in a. Y'all would have did that, but because your guy is liberal, and the things he came out, y'all not going to cover those.
Yeah,
stories.
Because the media picks sides; they don't do that job, and that's part of the reason. I would say chiefly that's the biggest reason this country is in the position it's in now. Yeah. It's because of the media, not actually because of the politicians.
Yeah,
it's because of the media.
Yeah,
it caused all of this.
Yeah, it's okay to have different varying opinions, but what you see on CNN and MSNBC, this majority of it is just 90% just garbage. I'm not saying Fox News is 100% accurate, but they're a whole lot closer than CNN and MSNBC. I mean, everybody's an asshole to me, but on the left, a majority of all the assholes in this country are liberal. Big-time assholes. Jerks, scumbags, crackheads.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing.
Built a great company, great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah. We take care of our patriots in this country. Don't forget, go to OfficialHogsTwins.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHogsTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeah.